Last week, consumers and businesses across the country were warned to toss out any romaine lettuce they suspect might be from Yuma. An E. coli outbreak from romaine grown in that area has made more than 50 people in 16 states sick, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Jeremy Vanderzeil is the technical services manager at Duncan Family Farms, which has a lettuce farm in Yuma. We asked him what growers in the region already do to make sure the safest food makes it out to consumers.
Growers in general who are producing leafy greens in the state of Arizona, we comply with the Arizona Leafy Greens Marketing Agreement. And the Leafy Greens Marketing Agreement is a set of robust metrics that have been in place close to over 10 years now. And with that, there's rigorous audit from the state, Arizona Department of Agriculture, and we're going to be ensuring that, of course, that the safest product is produced.
Arizona farmers have dealt with this kind of thing before. We asked how past situations have impacted product safety measures.
There's a set of science-based metrics that have been developed throughout the years that growers and signatories comply with to supply product. And I'm sure those are probably requested further down the supply chain by the retailers as well, ensuring that, you know, the supply coming in was produced in a safe manner.
The Yuma region grows most of the romaine lettuce sold in the U.S. in the winter season. When the season ends in early April, lettuce production shifts to California. So Vanderzeil says he's not sure the growers would be absorbing the cost of all the lettuce being tossed out.
The investigation into the outbreak is still ongoing. In the meantime, the CDC is advising anyone buying romaine lettuce to double-check where it was grown.